This is a guided meditation for Stepping Into Your Bigness by Jenny Brav. I invite you to close your eyes if that's comfortable. Take a few deep breaths to whatever extent feels accessible in this moment. With each breath, inviting yourself to drop in a little more deeply into the present moment. If your thoughts wander, thanking them for trying to bring your attention to what feels important to them, and then coming back to the present moment, feeling your breath as it enters your body and as it leaves your body, noticing any sounds or sensations. Feeling all the points of contact between your body and whatever surface you're on. As you begin to drop in a little more, I invite you to think of a recent incident where maybe you felt a little triggered, reactive, or shut down, or if that doesn't feel appropriate or accessible right now, just invite in that sensation of being triggered, reactive, whatever that means for you. And as you do, start noticing how your body feels. Are there parts that start getting tight or jittery or numb? What is your posture like? What are you believing about yourself and the world in this moment? What emotions are present for you? Just noticing without judgment. And as you start feeling into the body sensations, the emotions, perhaps ask yourself if there is an age associated with this feeling, with when I first started feeling this way, what age might it be? An age or age range when you first started learning that not all parts of you were welcome, that you would need to shun or curtail some of them to be safe or accepted. If no age comes up, you could trace the feeling back in time and see where you end up. Or you can just stay with the body sensation. Whether you get a specific age or age range or not, imagine that your adult self was there with your young self or this part of you that's learning that you need to keep yourself small or contained in some way. Let this part of you know that you're there, that you're there to support it. Maybe telling your young self something that might have been helpful for them to hear at the time. It's not your fault. You're okay exactly as you are. You're not alone anymore. I'm here. You did what you needed to do. I'm grateful for you surviving this, helping me get to where I am today. And perhaps if it feels appropriate again, maybe imagine that you're projecting images of your current life to your young self, letting them know that their situation isn't going to be like that forever, that they're going to get out, that things are going to change, that you have resources they didn't have. And if it still feels like your current self is a little bit stuck in that same place where your younger self was, just give both of yours a lot of empathy, a lot of compassion. And now I invite you to imagine that you're holding that young part of you in your arms. And then enfolding them into your heart so they can feel safe and held. And perhaps starting to visualize or feel your adult self who's holding the young self unzipping that small shell you tapped into earlier. All those coping strategies you developed to keep you safe. You can do that as slowly as you need to. If you wish, you can stop it right here and just keep coming back to it until you feel ready. And if you're unzipping that small self, maybe feeling into what you're letting go of, what you're releasing. Maybe the belief that you don't matter, that you're not enough, that nobody's got your back. And now feel, sense, or imagine that in front of you is your wise self. Or it might be some other being that you feel resonance with that feels powerful, such as a tree, a mountain, a tiger, a spiritual teacher, whatever it might be for you. And when you're ready, when you felt that you've released that old small self, invite yourself to merge or semi-merge with your big wise self or with the powerful being you called in. And again, if that's not accessible, that's totally fine. You can pause here and keep coming back to this. Otherwise, noticing what it feels like in your body to be merged or semi-merged with this other version of you. What is your posture like here? What does the world feel and look like when you look at it through these eyes? When you're ready, perhaps dropping this feeling of embodying your wise, whole self into your crown, feeling it spread through your mind and your whole body, letting the feeling of bigness start to imprint on all the neural pathways, muscles, cells and bones that have been conditioned to hold back. And finally, bringing that feeling into your heart, maybe putting your hands on your heart and filling your heart with this feeling until it's so full you can feel it radiating back out into the universe. And then when you're ready, slowly opening your eyes. Thank you, and sending you love and light for your journey.